thank each and every one of you. It does take a commitment and time to make that happen, and you know, for the meetings and other things that people work on through the year. So, and I know everybody's busy. The BBB has been presenting the Torch Award since 1997 for the Brazos Valley area and surrounding area. We've honored 40 businesses. The BBB has honored 40 businesses in this service area. Most of them has been in the Bryan College Station area. These past recipients are listed on the back of the program you have there if you're interested in who they were. But it's an honor to win the award, and today we're gonna find out which businesses win it. But these are all businesses that care about their customers and exhibit integrity in their business transactions. That exemplifies winning the award, so that the award exemplifies. But this year we've had 90 nominations, which is a record, which is huge. And out of those 90 nominations, 21 is narrowed down to 21 finalists. Out of those 21 finalists, a group of judges, anonymous judges who donate their time, decided who the winner is. And like me, that's what we're here for today, to find out what businesses win the award, and we're excited to see who that is. So, again, thank all of y'all for being here. We appreciate you taking time out to be here and be part of the BBB's Torch Awards, and just glad you're here to enjoy the dinner and enjoy the award ceremony. Thank you.
We have a committee who puts all this thing together. And it's time to thank Vicki Ruffino, heads the committee. And I need Vicki, you and your committee need to stand up to be recognized, please. Where's the rest of your committee? Where's Linda? There's Linda back there and Karen. Thank you so much. Vicki's been chairing the committee for several years now. In fact, last year she could have rolled off the board, and this is true. I got on my knees in front of her. You're right. I got down on my knees and asked her to do another 3-year term. So we got very fortunate. We're extremely appreciative of the support of our underwriters and our sponsors, our table sponsors. Without our sponsors, we couldn't put this program on. So bear with me, I've got to go through this. Our underwriters, we have two underwriters, Sioux Fall Prater Equipment is sitting somewhere over here. Here's Tim Prater. Here's Sioux Fall Prater. You guys stand up. We appreciate you. Go ahead and stand up. Just wave to everybody, please. RDM Audio right over here, please stand up. They're one of our underwriters. And then our full Torch sponsors are ANCO Insurance. Please stand. You guys know the drill by now. Come on. Thank you. Brenham National Bank, please stand. Chicken Express, please stand. I was in Chicken Express the other day. I recognized a couple of you guys. Citibank with Jonathan Voigt, please stand. Where's Citibank? Dignity Memorial Funeral Chapel, please stand. Thank you. Holscher, Lipsy, Elmore, and Poole right here in front, please stand. Hi, Ed. Got Laser Answering Service with Walter Hinkle, please stand. Schulte Roofing, please stand. They're right over here to my left. Texas Commercial Waste, down here in front, Ron. The Bank and Trust. Thank you. University Title. Thank you so much. Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo Bank. David, thank you. And West Albritton and Gentry. Gaines West, John Webb. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you very much. Our judges are anonymous, but boy, do they have to do a lot of work. With 21 finalists, they got all that information. They met. They pored over all that information. They didn't just make a 15-minute decision and come up with the winners. They were at it for about 5 hours. So I think Beverly told me that two of those judges were sweating profusely when they actually exited. They were so happy to have finished the process. They said it was very difficult. So whoever wins today, and I do not know who the winners are yet, but I'll know in a few minutes. Just know that if you didn't win this time, there's always next time if you were nominated. And the fact that you were part of 90 nominated parties and businesses, that's just wonderful. So I want to thank the judges for their conscientious work and the time they devoted to the project. They don't get any public recognition. Now, after this event, the luncheon and the awards, those of you who are staying for the wonderful two-hour training session that Mary Spaeth will be conducting this afternoon following the luncheon, we're all going to need to exit those doors back there, and we'll walk down the hall and congregate in the front room that looks over, you know, the panoramic view there where the bar is. So you have to bear with us a little bit because the staff is going to have to clear these tables off. And then we'll come back in here, and we'll have a training that's supposed to be magnificent. It is magnificent, right? Yes. So I've got a couple of props I want to go through. Everybody recognizes this. This is our BBB seal. This, you know, some people call it a logo. It's the BBB seal. And what we're talking about today, our focus all day long has been on communications. Those of you that are accredited businesses with the BBB should embrace this logo, this seal. You know why? This is what consumers are looking for when they're shopping for a trustworthy business. You guys see that over there, Chicken Express? I'm telling you, the most important thing I learned about 2.5 years into my 5 years at BBB was that there's a group of consumers that are looking to do business with the people who are accredited, the companies that are accredited. They're not looking for anybody but accredited businesses, and that's a fact. I found that out. One of my favorite stories was about Brenda Keith, who's retired now. She was a State Farm agent. Many of you know her. I was her customer for over 20 years. I was surprised to learn that she was not one of our accredited businesses, but what shocked me was to find out that she'd had zero inquiries by consumers to her 28-year well-established business over an 18-month period. Zero. That means not a single person, a consumer, called BBB or looked them up in the computer at our website, and that was shocking to me. I went and shared that information with Brenda. She was quite shocked, too. She immediately filled out an application. Our board of directors approved her, and her company became accredited. At the end of that first year, I was able to report back to her that she'd had 60 inquiries. Didn't set the world on fire, but 60 beats the heck out of zero for 18 months. I think you'd understand that. Well, I was speaking to about 125 realtors out at Christopher's. Sorry, we're not at Christopher's today, but And I didn't want to talk about scams, which is what most people want me to talk about. So I wanted to tell the Brenda Keith story, because to me that's a success story. And I think you guys should all be about success in your businesses. And as I'm talking about her inquiries, guess who stands up over here? Brenda Keith. I did not know she was there, but she stands up and says, "Y'all will think Bill paid me to say this, but he didn't. We ask every client who comes to us, where did you hear about us?" And the overwhelming response for the last year had been Better Business Bureau. And I just said, wow. After that luncheon, I asked her how many of those inquiries turned into paying customers, and she said 37. I mean, she had it on the tip of her tongue. 37 represented 62%. Now, how many people out here in the audience would like to have an increase in their business 62%? Not a single one of us would not want that, right? So that's the success story I try to get across to businesses, that you've got to embrace this. I don't want people going around going, hey, don't tell anybody, but I'm accredited with the BBB. Don't be quiet about it. Use this in every piece of advertising you have at your fingertips. People are looking for you, maybe not so much in the newspaper anymore because there's so many places to be. But if you're advertising in magazines, if you're advertising in the newspaper, if you're advertising with the radio, talk about it. Talk about your BBB. I'm accredited. I guarantee you, your competitors who are not accredited, those are the guys who are stealing those magnetic signs off your work trucks and putting it on their own trucks because they recognize the value. You've got to understand the value of this symbol. And it's working for you 24 hours a day, but not if you put it back here and don't use it. If you need to figure out how to use this, please call Yvonne Baker at our office, 846-0099, or call me and I'll direct you to Yvonne. Okay? That's about all I'm going to say on that subject. Now, I need to get Ben Downs back up here so we can figure out who won today.
The Better Business Bureau Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics was created in the mid-1990s by the Council of Better Business Bureaus, and many BBBs today hold local award ceremonies like we're doing today. The awards were established to recognize companies that maintain a solid commitment to conducting their business practices in an ethical fashion. Choosing the winners for the Torch Awards is a detailed process. The Bureau first solicits nominations from BBB members and the community. Then each nominee is asked to complete an extensive application. The selection process is structured so that a very small company doesn't have to compete with a large company. A panel of judges is selected from leaders in the community, and they're given the responsibility of making the selection based on the information that is submitted in the application and reference letters. Once again, we thank our judges. Not only do you have to remain anonymous, but you have to remove yourself. You have to remove yourself from being eligible to win a Torch Award. Otherwise, that would be like asking Hillary Clinton to clear her own browser history. I thought that was pretty funny, too. Thank you. Each finalist receives a certificate from the BBB designating them as a finalist. Since this award encompasses the commitment of all the employees in a business, we ask all the employees to stand as their company is recognized. This is one of those times where you hold your applause till the very end, so that means those of you who are at the very first of this list get really awkward and nervous by the time we get to the bottom. So, First Alliance Mortgage, if you'll stand, Aggieland Automotive, All Foam Toys, Jackie Voss Agency of Allstate, Brenham National Bank, come on, I'm talking fast, Broadmoor Place Senior Living, Citibank Mortgage, Cornerstone Home Lending, the office of Craig Skasta, DDS, Dav's Amusement, Intercon, LLC, Hillier Funeral Home, Howell Service Corporation, Impact Fire Services, Inspire Physical Therapy, Schulte Roofing, Tech Bundle, the Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station, Thompson, Derrick and Craig, Trevino Smith Funeral Home, and Besco Custom Jewelry. Thank you all, and congratulations for being nominated. Category one, small business. The winner in this division has a business philosophy that's closely aligned to the Torch Award guidelines. High standards of ethics, morals, and customer service are a priority for this company because it serves their customers in the best possible way. They've prospered because of their honesty, integrity, and propensity to do the right thing. Most of their business is from referrals from previous customers because of their reputation and the trust to get the job done. Quoting from some of the reference letters, they do a remarkable job of communicating with all participants, making the deal happen while exhibiting a calm and pleasant demeanor. They have an impeccable reputation in the Bryan College Station community, one of integrity, honesty, and honor. My main criteria are that the company chosen be professional, knowledgeable, courteous, and diligent in keeping all parties involved constantly informed. They not only meet these criteria, but exceed it. I rank them as one of the best. It's a pleasure to present the Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics to Citibank Mortgage. Come on down. Last year, I'll always remember as the year we forgot to bring a camera. Did we bring a camera this year, Bill? This year, I'll always remember as the year we also forgot to bring a camera. Last year, I asked Bill Oliver to use his camera on his phone. Bill, you here? All right. Going for two. Actually, I started to call and remind you of that, but then it was about 11 o'clock, and I figured you were already here. Can everybody cluster together real quick so we can take a picture? Oh, there's a camera. Oh, we're good. We're good. There's a camera. We've got one, Bill. Category two, our medium business. The recipient in this category has been in business for 21 years. From the very beginning, they set out to be a company that does things differently, uniquely, and better. They have a belief that nothing is more important than adhering to the highest ethical standards in their profession. They believe if you say or promise something, then at all costs, do it and honor your commitment. Always do what is right. Their reference letter said this. Their commitment to quality has been second to none. They invest in their people, continue to train their staff on technical and customer service, and stand behind their work. They are an industry leader. They shoot straight and truly care about their customers and take great pride in their work. They're the epitome of class in this business. I've witnessed their commitment to professionalism and superior service on a regular basis. And you'll not find another nearly as dedicated to providing the best service possible. They don't go this far just because it's good for business. They do this because it's a part of their character. The BBB is pleased to present the Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics to Schulte Roofing. Anybody want to sing the jingle while we're here? Home of the bulletproof roof. Category three, large business. The winner in this category has a reputation for honesty, integrity, professionalism, and friendliness, operating under their five Fs: fast, friendly, focused, flexible, and fair. They played a vital role in the growth and security of many businesses in the community. Here's what their reference letters said. There's an incredible positive culture within their organization. It's a culture of hard work, competence, ethics, attention to detail, customer service, and integrity. It's a culture of taking care of their customers and giving back to the community. All business is conducted with high ethical standards, and they have a corporate commitment to truth, accuracy, and fairness. One of the things that makes them stand out in terms of ethics and integrity is the fairness and compassion they show customers and potential customers. They place the customer first, even if that sometimes means something the customer would rather not hear. They believe that a good relationship is based on mutual best interest, not just the protection of their own best interest. It's a pleasure to present the Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics to the Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station.